From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAM Publishing presents Cameron Townsend, Good News in Every Language, by Janet and Jeff Benge, read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. The Oval Office. Cameron Townsend sat on the couch and looked around. He found it hard to believe he was seated in the Oval Office of the White House. Across the room, behind a beautifully handcrafted desk, sat President Richard Nixon, his craggy gaze fixed on Cameron. It wasn't the first time Cameron Townsend had been in the presence of a president. On the contrary, he had met with numerous presidents and leaders around the world. A former president of Mexico had even become his close friend. But somehow, being in the presence of the President of the United States was different. Many Americans dreamed all their lives of meeting the president, and now Cameron Townsend sat less than 10 feet from him. After he had been introduced to President Nixon, Cameron explained that workers with Wycliffe Bible Translators, the organization he'd started, had just begun translating the Bible into its 500th language. President Nixon looked very impressed. He leaned across his desk and looked Cameron in the eye.
"What an achievement!" he exclaimed. "You are doing two wonderful things, giving people the Bible in their own language and teaching them to read it. What can I do to help you?"
Cameron took a deep breath. The president wanted to help him. It was more than he could have hoped for. He chose his words carefully.
"Mr. President," he began, "we still have a lot of work to do. Even today, there are over 2,000 language groups that do not have an alphabet, much less a Bible translation. We need 8,500 new recruits to get the job done. Would you be kind enough to write a letter that we can use to challenge young people all over this nation to volunteer their services?"
President Nixon's eyes lit up, and the corners of his mouth curled in a smile.
"I would be honored to," he replied.
Cameron shook President Nixon's hand, and then their meeting was over. Cameron took one last look around at the plush surroundings of the Oval Office before being led from the room. After some of the places he had lived over the years, from a cornstalk hut to a tent, it was hard for him to imagine what it would be like to live in a mansion like the White House. Yet Cameron Townsend would have not traded one night living in a hut or a tent for a night in the White House. His living conditions may have been less than basic at times, but he had always been pursuing his lifelong dream. Besides, position, power, and prestige were not important to him. What was important was that people who had never had the chance to read the Bible in their own language got that opportunity. And that was the reason he had come to the White House to meet the president. It was a snowy, blustery day outside when Cameron walked away from the White House. As he walked, he looked towards the Capitol and thought back to growing up in Southern California. His fellow students in high school had been convinced he would end up a senator within 10 years. But what a different turn his life had taken. Yet as a missionary and a linguist, he had probably met more world leaders than he ever would have met as a senator. He wondered whether any of his boyhood friends back in Downey could have foreseen the twists and turns his life would take. Cameron Townsend certainly hadn't. Yet he wouldn't have changed the course of his life for anything.